Chris Simon from our newsroom here at WCCO. And Chris, as I mentioned before daybreak, you were on the scene at Centuria, over in that area of Centuria, Wisconsin, where the Thies family lives. And by then, we already knew that the body of Isaiah Thies had been discovered the night before after being reported in a disappearance or wandering away from home about 7:30 the evening before. And then the body found shortly after 10 o'clock. But we didn't learn the rest of the story until yesterday morning. And you spent a good deal of time there talking with the volunteers, friends, neighbors, and a number of others. Can you relate part of what was going on behind the scenes?
Well, it was very chilling, John. Yesterday morning at around 10 o'clock, I got to speak with the sheriff, Pete Johnson of Polk County. And it was chilling when he said that the boy was found in the trunk of that car, because if I think back to Wednesday, while we were still looking for him, I was actually leaning on the tow truck, on Mr. Thies' tow truck that he uses to bring in cars that need service, riding some of my material. And then we would float over, a group of journalists would float over towards the volunteers, and in between that truck and the garage and the volunteers was that group of cars. And we would even lean on those cars while we were watching what was going on. They were right next to us. And so it was quite chilling when the sheriff told us that the body had been found in the Chevrolet. And it quite made me almost sick to my stomach, I have to say.
I can tell you this. When I was here, I was still at WCCO at that time, and I heard the news come at 10:10 because there was supposed to be a press conference yesterday at 10 when the sheriff in Polk County was going to unveil more details. And you already had the story. You'd been the press release had been shared with you. But when I heard that story of where Isaiah's body had been found, I was just... like you're saying, just socked in the gut. And you're a parent. Tell me, as a father, when you cover some of these stories, and you've been doing this for a number of years, I mean, are you able to separate that? What happens to you?
I have two older boys. One's 18. One is 12. And another is 4. They love cars. And what hit me and struck me yesterday was why weren't those cars searched, even though someone gave them the assurance that it was locked? Little boys, and I can only speak from that perspective, I don't want to be sexist or anything, little boys love cars. They crawling around or even starting to walk. My boys would always stand up on the driver's seat and
get behind
do
the wheel
of
a, yeah.
And pretend to play in the car. That would be one of the first places I would look, and I would open up everything. And I think that's what stupefied most of the volunteers. Why weren't those cars forced open at the get-go? And, of course, the sheriff came out with a statement saying that basically, the parents told us he was a very mobile child and that he liked to wander around, and so we focused a little bit further away from the house. They widened the perimeter. But at the same time, they were telling us that, again, he's only 2 years old. How far can he go? So they kept it very tight around the house. But they took someone's word for it. And we paid the price.
Yeah, I mean, because the way the story was reported and told is that they were assured that those cars had been locked even before Isaiah had disappeared.
Yes,
as I understand it, and would they've had to even force them open because the keys would have been on site there? They would have been able to go through and uncheck them all. I'm imagining, since they were cars that come in for repair.
Well, a basic search and rescue principle is you do things twice and then do them again. There were cornfields and there were forests and wooded areas that they searched twice and three times. So just because someone says the car has been searched doesn't mean you can't look at it again. I mean, it's the same principle as searching the field twice.
Yes. All in all, a tragic story. I know that there is an expectation of autopsy results to find out, and by that they may even be able to determine the time of death, and who knows how chilling that will be.
Sadly, new details may come from Isaiah himself as the publicity of his autopsy. We get to know more details of that.
Well, I thank you for coming in and sharing that story. I just can't imagine that feeling, especially you're standing right there, standing right next to the car.